Our friends from the Clemson Extension, they're joining us here. They help when it comes to our health and nutrition. Hannah Shiflett is the Rural Health and Nutrition Extension Agent. She covers Chester and York counties. And good morning to you, Hannah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're here really for moral support because you brought along a new face.
I did.
That's part of your crew with you and Elizabeth. And I'm going to let you introduce her and then we'll kind of just go from there.
Yes, so I brought our new horticulture agent. I feel like I practiced that word because honestly, kind of like rural, I thought horticulture, sometimes it's hard for, you know.
Does not roll off the tongue.
It doesn't.
I agree.
That's why he's letting you do this part.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, I see. But yes, I have Abby Taylor with us. She is our new horticulture agent. And so I'm here to introduce her and I'll let y'all kind of get to know her today.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Abby.
Welcome, Abby.
Thank you.
So what is the role of a horticulturist agent?
Horticulture agent.
Horticulture agent.
There you go.
So I do a lot of different things. One of the biggest things that I do that most people know about is that I teach the Master Gardener course. I teach in York, Chester, and Lancaster. So I cover all three of those counties. We do classes in Rock Hill and in York County, or York currently at the office. I also answer a lot of consumer horticulture questions. So people send me emails about their trees, about their lawn grass. I come out and I do site visits if it's something I can't answer over email. So I'll go and look at stuff. We process soil samples and tissue culture samples at the office. So if your plants are looking bad and you don't know what's wrong with them and it's not like a disease, we can do a soil sample and see if you have a nutrient deficiency or something like that. I do a lot of media outreach, so I'm a guest on Making It Grow sometimes. I do questions there, so just stuff like that. A little bit of everything.
Abby, explain exactly what horticulture is. Is it just grass and trees and flowers? Is it vegetable? Is it all of it? What exactly does that encompass for those of us that aren't science folks?
So I do urban horticulture, or consumer horticulture, which is a lot of veggie gardens, ornamentals, lawn grass. We do have people on our team that are specialists. So some people are better at other things than other people are. We have some people that are really good at lawn grass, some people that are good at small fruits. I'm really good at houseplants and landscaping. But it's essentially just a plant science that isn't like commercial agriculture.
But you also have to know other things like about bugs and insects and different soil types that help those things grow or not grow.
I do have to know a lot about pests in the industry.
Pests, that's a good word. I like that.
Diseases, pests. And bugs. Yeah.
So Abby, how does one get interested in this line of work? Was there anything when you were a kid that you said, I love this? Was there something later in life? What led you down this path?
So when I was a freshman in college, I was actually in psychology. I didn't know that I wanted to do horticulture. I didn't know it was something you could do in college because it's a weird word that nobody's ever heard of. I'd always loved plants. My parents, they have a lavender farm in North Carolina, so I've always kind of been in that sphere. During COVID, me and lots of other people got really into houseplants, so I started collecting houseplants, and I got really into like taking care of them. That led into gardening, and I like to grow my own vegetables and learn about that type of stuff. My mom grew us up very like nature focused, so that's always been at the back of my mind, but I didn't know you could do that as like a career. So when I was at Clemson and I was doing psychology my freshman year, I was like, this is terrible and I hate this, because I had to write all these really long papers and it wasn't really my thing, and it was a lot of research and it was very strict. And my mom was like, well, why don't you just do plant science because you love plants? And I was like, oh, that's not a terrible idea. So I looked into it, and the horticulture program seemed to really align with what I wanted to do. So I switched my major my sophomore year, and I took summer classes every year of college after that so that I could finish on time. And now I have a horticulture degree. So
that's pretty fascinating.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So now look at you. You can answer all of our related questions.
Hopefully.
Yes. So when Abby Taylor came on, she's the new horticulture agent for this area. And I said, so you're the new Paul. Of course, we all know about Paul. And to your point, I had to call Paul out to our house. Mm-hmm. And he came to our house and looked at our grass because I grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. Now we live in the city, so we have different types of grass. And he walked around and we got some samples. And he told us, he made a map of our yard and said, this is – grasses are on different schedules and you have to treat this grass at this time and that grass. So it was pretty interesting. And up to that point, I didn't know that was a service that was offered. And someone said, you should call the Clemson Extension office. They'll come out to your house. And sure enough, they did. So you'll continue to do those same kind of visits if it leads that way?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I do a lot of site visits. I've done a lot over all three of the counties. I think it's good to go out and touch base with everyone in the counties that I serve. I'm always happy to come look at people's plants.
What, I know you said why you got interested in it, but what brings you joy? Like, what puts a smile on your face?
I mean, I love horticulture. That puts a lot of smile on my face. I also love helping my community. It makes me really happy to make other people happy. I am the oldest of five girls, so I grew up helping people.
Clearly.
Yeah. So that makes me happy. I'm actually doing some work with Pilgrims Inn right now to help them get their children's garden situated.
Oh, yay.
So great. I'm really happy about that. I also love cooking. I like to bake. I cook sourdough bread, which is very fun. So that makes me happy.
So my you're good at growing things because you have to grow that. Yeah. Like, it all kind of feeds and all that. Together.
Yeah, it's all related.
Yeah, it is complicated, Hannah.
It's very complicated.
That's well said. That is great. But that's what makes you all a great team, right? Mm-hmm. You're able to divide and conquer. Well, her name is Abby Taylor. She's the new horticulture agent for really this Tri-County area. Reach out to her. She just started in May, so she's you know, still getting to know the whole area. But she will continue to carry the torch that Paul left, and she's eager to see you. So bring your questions to her. She said she is used to getting a lot of questions. And your story is really fascinating. I think you're a good example of you go to college thinking you're going to do one thing. You start taking a class and you're like, I don't want to do this for the next 4 years in school. I certainly don't want to do it as a full-time job. And then you found your passion and you go from there. And I know schools work so hard at the middle school and high school level to really expose kids to all kind of jobs out there so they can figure that out sooner rather than later. But you made up for it real quick. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome to the team. We're really excited to have you here.
I appreciate it.
Her name's Abby Taylor. Again, she's the new horticulture agent and she works with our good friends, Elizabeth and Hannah. Hannah, great seeing you, my friend. Thank you so much.